Section 39. O thou who dealest equitably with all who are in heaven and on earth, and rulest over the kingdom of thy creation and of thy revelation, I testify that every man of equity hath recognized his unfairness in the face of the revelation of the splendors of the day star of thy justice, and the ablest of pens hath confessed its impotence before the movement of thy most exalted pen. By thy life, O thou, the possessor of all names, the minds of the profoundest thinkers are sore perplexed as they contemplate the ocean of thy knowledge and the heaven of thy wisdom and the luminary of thy grace. How can he who is but a creation of thy will claim to know what is with thee or to conceive thy nature? Praise, immeasurable praise be to thee. I swear by thy glory, my inner and outer tongue, openly and secretly, testify that thou hast been exalted above the reach and ken of thy creatures, above the utterance of thy servants, above the testimonies of thy dear ones and thy chosen ones, and the apprehension of thy prophets and of thy messengers. I beseech thee, O my Lord, by thy name which thou hast made to be the dayspring of thy revelation and the dawning place of thine inspiration, to ordain for this wronged one and for them that are dear to thee what becometh thy loftiness. Thou in very truth art the all-bountiful, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the all-wise.